What's up, everybody? It's Rob with the No BS Podcast. Before this episode kicks off, I just want to remind you, if you missed any previous episodes of the No BS Podcast, you can now go back and listen to us on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. And also, if you haven't already, go to our Facebook page, drop a like. Also, follow us on Instagram. Again, this is the No BS Podcast. Enjoy the episode. Welcome in on a new episode of the No BS Podcast. I'm Rob. I'm alongside my co-host, as usual, Adam. Adam, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Rob? I'm excited to jump into this episode tonight, so I won't I won't keep this prolonged any longer than we need to.
Perfect. You already prolonged this enough waiting for you, so yeah, let's not wait any longer. No, I'm just kidding with you, buddy. We have a nice special episode. We actually have two guests with us tonight. We have Jamie, we have Tiffany. How are you guys, how are you ladies doing today?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. I'm glad you guys agreed to be on the show. When Adam messaged me and said this was a possibility, I was hyped. So I'm glad Adam was able to close the deal and get you guys on.
Barely.
Did it take a lot of convincing?
A little bit.
A couple of text messages. Nothing major.
It was so, more bribes, Rob. It was more bribes. So
okay. So, obviously, why don't you guys tell me how do you guys know Adam, or how far does your relationship go back?
Just from work.
Yeah, when he came to Oklahoma and started at UPS, we pretty much knew him.
So, Rob,
when did you start here?
This is my 10th year in August. 15th year at the UPS. 10th year.
10 years.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm actually instrumental in both of their careers because they got the pleasure of working with me as a car wash operation here. So I feel like I'm instrumental in the building of their careers.
Tell them how long I was in car wash.
You were there for a day.
For a day.
Very instrumental.
No, it was a... Go ahead. My bad.
No, go ahead, boy. Go ahead.
No, but for real, Jamie and Tiffany are both extremely well talented at their jobs, and they both actually drive the semi trucks, Rob, which is a very difficult task to do. And they go back and forth from that in the brown trucks. But no, they're both great individuals, and I'm glad that they were both able to take time out of their busy days and come on with us.
We can keep these compliments going.
Man, yeah, right? I'm glad this is being recorded.
Yeah, but I have to ask, ladies, is Adam, is he fun to work with? Is he, like, you know, he could be kind of unbearable to, like, work with on the podcast, and like, is he legit, like, fun to work with, or just, like, I mean, you could be honest.
That's a Tiffany question.
I rode with you on the package car for one day, so I feel like
you're all right.
we survived
the day.
We did. No dog bites.
So we were talking before the show. So all three of you guys work for UPS. Little background on those who are new to the show: I actually used to work for FedEx Ground. So there's a little rivalry between our two jobs. I worked there for 11 years.
There's no rivalry. There's no rivalry.
Okay. I mean, there wasn't at all. I mean, you know what? It was fun. Me and Adam used to talk shit all the time about who was better. Adam and I have shared a couple TikToks back and forth about UPS and FedEx, like, racing to drop off packages and stuff like that. And Strecker still works for UPS, right, too?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I know Jamie knows who Strecker is. Tiffany probably does, maybe.
I know of him. I don't really talk.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Russo, is he with UPS still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you know Russo?
Oh, I mean, well, we go way back from, like, playing 2K and all this other stuff. So, I mean, I know – Adam kind of got me to end with Russo. I like Russo. The one thing we always joke about with Russo, he always refers to his wife as my beautiful wife. always. Always. Yeah.
I don't need to know these things about this man.
I've unfortunately never got a chance to meet him, though. Out of all the years that I've, like, talked, I've never got a chance to meet him. Never got a chance to meet Strecker. That's on my bucket list, because Strecker is an interesting individual. So
that is putting it mildly.
Yeah. That's no comment. Jamie,
you may have to you may have to bring him down to the Columbia for the wedding. Just, you know, just see if he's free and just bring him down for the weekend so I can meet him.
No, he's not going to be my date to your wedding, dude.
Oh, he's not going to be your plus one? Oh, man.
No.
That'd be a hell of a plus one. So, but again, ladies, thanks for jumping on. I know it's kind of late, but I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to join us. So, so real quick before we get started, for those of you just tuning in, if you've missed any of our previous episodes, you can go to the Spotify, go to Google and Apple Podcasts. We also have a Facebook page. Just go ahead and drop a like. And we also have an Instagram page as well. So go ahead and do a follow. Adam and I are, you know, we always like to try to come live via webcam. But as Adam and I always do, we have difficulties. We're still working on that front, Adam. I'm confident we're going to get that done one of these days. But until then, we have this reliable source here. So, Adam has the pleasure of knowing you guys. I don't, unfortunately. The only thing I do know about you, ladies, is that you guys are in Oklahoma, like Mr. Birchman there. And also, I hear that you guys are big OU Sooner fans. Am I correct?
You are correct. Yes.
Okay. So, are you guys from
Rob? Real quick, I live here, but I'm not a Sooner fan.
I get that. Okay. I know, Adam, you're not you're not from Oklahoma, obviously. You're from where I'm from. But I'm assuming you ladies are from, born and raised in Oklahoma. Did you guys move there, or like, what's the background story?
Born and raised.
Okay. And were you guys in Oklahoma City, or what part of Oklahoma?
I'm from Moore, Oklahoma.
I'm from Oklahoma City. Yeah, okay. Jamie's from Moore.
Yeah, Moore's like a suburb, maybe 5 to 10 minutes outside of Oklahoma City, Rob.
Okay. I've been to Oklahoma City, but I can't say I've been to Moore. So, and how far are you guys from where remind me where Oklahoma, the University of Oklahoma is? That's in Norman.
Norman.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry. You know, how far are you guys from Norman, Adam?
Probably like 30 minutes, give or take traffic.
Oh, really?
But it's really
You're that close, huh?
Yeah, probably like equivalent of driving to Jeff City from Columbia.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. So I have to ask, one of you guys can start. So, how much do you guys love Mizzou, being Sooner fans? Like, obviously a lot, right?
Honestly, I don't even think about less.
Yeah.
you don't think about, don't care about, like, you know, you don't consider us a rival or something to, like, really care about, or, like, you know, do you have hatred for us, I should say?
No, when I see them lose, I just think about them.
Damn, Adam.
I mean, well, you can't consider it a rivalry, Rob, when we're both in the Big 12. I think Oklahoma had beat us in football like 28 or 29 years in a row. Yeah. Until we won that game in Columbia when they were number one, and Brad Smith scored the winning touchdown. And I think they took the goalpost downtown that night. I know I was out drinking, but I didn't go to the game, but I remember that event for sure.
You might be confusing the day, unless it happened multiple times, Adam, but I think the game you're referring to is when Blaine Gabbert was quarterback.
It's definitely Brad Smith. Is 2008.
Oh, well, then it happened again – like 3 years later, when it was, like I said, Blaine Gabbert at quarterback. What was it? Was it Landry or for the quarterback for OU at that time? I forget his name. He didn't really amount
Landry
to
Jones. Pros.
Yeah, that's the guy. Landry just had a big. Was it Murray or something like that? Wasn't that the case?
I think it was.
Yeah. And so you guys were number one. It was homecoming for Mizzou. I think Mizzou was in the top 15 or something at that time. Blaine Gabbert was our quarterback, and we beat you guys on homecoming. I stormed the field. And like Adam said, they did with Brad Smith. They took the goalpost. They brought it downtown. It was a fun game to go to. I don't know. So Adam, you may not.
Two wins in like 40 years. That's an accomplishment, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. So what's some of your guys' like favorite, you know, all-time OU sports memories, either football, basketball, like, you know, what's something – when you think of OU sports, like, what's something that stands out?
Well, I went to the national championship for the softball when they played Tennessee, and I went to the 17 innings. That's probably my most memorable. Probably the longest softball game ever that I've ever been to.
How recently was that? I'm sorry, I don't really follow softball that much. Was that recently or?
It's probably 5 years ago.
They've won like I think. Haven't they won four of the last like five national championships?
Yeah, pretty much. They've won back to back this past 2 years.
Oh, damn! So you guys are the ones that dominate the softball right now. So you guys are top dog?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Pretty much. Or the OU I think it was OU Texas last year.
That's right, in the finals, yeah.
When they came back at the Red Rival or Red River game.
Red River.
We thought they were gonna lose, and then they just came back out of nowhere and ended up winning.
Well, I guess that's a nice transition question. Do you guys really hate Texas, or are you one of those fans that don't really care? Like, do you have a huge hatred for Texas as Adam and I do? Well, I don't know about Adam, but I know for myself towards KU.
I don't really have a huge.
Yeah, right. It's only when we play them, and I do have pictures, like professional pictures, with the horns down symbol. Like that's my favorite symbol. So, I actually went to OU, so I am like. Yeah, Oklahoma Sooners all the way.
Okay. I know one of my bucket list things as a sports fan, I would love to go to a Texas OU Red Rival shootout game. It's usually what, during the Texas State Fair or something like that, or that they have it? Yeah. Is that right?
What is it, the second week, Jenny?
I think it's always like Grandma. Yeah, it's like October. It always lands on like October like 8th through the 10th, pretty much.
So, Rob, I got to the first year I lived here, I got to go to that game, and I went with my uncle who lives in Columbia, and he's from Oklahoma. He is a diehard Sooners fan, and he had never been to the Red River game. So we went, and he absolutely had a blast. It was a cool atmosphere too, because it was like back and forth kind of throughout the first three quarters, and then the last quarter, it was just back and forth. OU would score, Texas would score, and OU won. And I got made fun of because I wore a Mizzou shirt to that game, and that was our homecoming, and we got spanked by Georgia 45-0. So I got made fun of by fans nonstop. And my uncle looked at me, he's like, why the fuck are you wearing a Mizzou shirt at an OU Texas game? And he's like 82, 83 years old. And everyone in our section was just dying laughing. It was funny. But no, it's a cool atmosphere for sure. I recommend going at least once.
All the fans are pretty chill too. Like around the fair and like walk around the stadium, everyone's pretty chill. Like it's just like there's no like, I mean, there's shit talking, but it's not like crazy or anything.
I don't know if you guys remember this. I was watching one of your Red Rival shootout games on TV, and I don't remember who won this game. I think it was OU that won this particular year, and they panned to a fan at the right moment. And the fan threw up the middle finger and said "fuck you." It was like the very perfect moment. Do you remember that, Adam, or do you guys remember that? Which one I'm talking about? I remember watching it live, and it circulated through the internet for a while. And I was like, "What about the perfect timing? Did that girl know she was on TV to chuck up the middle finger at that exact time?" So that's how I kind of picture you guys. Your hater, right? Like I compare. That you're probably the same hatred as we, like I said, towards KU. We can't stand KU. I am the kind of guy that, so I live here in Kansas. I'm about 45 from Lawrence, and we had to go to Lawrence for like a baby shower or something like that a couple weeks back. And I didn't want anyone to think that I was a KU fan. So I was going to wear a Mizzou shirt, walk around KU campus. My fiance was not going to let that fly. But I just don't want no one to think that I am associated in any way with being a Jayhawk fan. I just can't stand it. We'll never, ever, ever have anything positive to say about them. I am more likely now that I'm a Kansas resident to be a K-State fan than KU.
What if LeBron had gone to KU?
It wouldn't have mattered. Like
bullshit. Okay, you're the biggest LeBron slob there is, man.
No. Because, okay, speaking of, even if Bronny decides to go to Ohio State, wherever they decide, I'm not going to jump on Ohio State fan or anything like that, man. I don't care about that, Adam. The point is, and what I was going to say is
you've had three different favorite NBA teams since I've known you.
No. I'm a LeBron fan first, always. And wherever he goes, I'm a fan of them until he goes, Adam. This is not a secret. I've explained this to you before. So before I was really interrupted by you, Adam, I was going to ask you a question. I was going to say, Adam, can you remember as a Mizzou fan, the same hate, like you don't think we had the same hatred for, like, say, K-State than KU. You would agree with that, right?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
So, like, you have kind of like a mutual respect for KU, right? Or not KU, but K-State, right?
I mean, I've always kind of liked K-State. I mean, especially in the tournament this year. But I haven't disliked them.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Tiffany, Jamie. So, obviously, we know where you stand against Texas. What do you guys like, Oklahoma State? Like, do you have any hatred there? Do you respect them? You know, like, what's your thoughts on OK State or Oak State?
I get a little bit of joy when they lose in any sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like they are always the little, like, sibling to us.
Yeah.
I actually have an affiliation with them also. I went to OSU OKC. So, like, I can't just, like, hate them per se, but I do feel like they're the little sibling. Like, we're always going to have more wins than them.
They're the redheaded stepchild, Rob, of the schools here.
I mean, I want them to win, but if they lose, I'm not mad.
right.
We're not going to bet on them.
Yeah, right. So you're more likely to become an Oklahoma State fan than a Texas fan. That's clear. So that's awesome. So speaking of, Adam, I would definitely want to know your guys' opinion on this. So obviously we know there's been a lot of conference realignment. So one of the big ones is including both of the teams we talked about, OU Texas, making the jump from the Big 12 to the SEC. So I'm kind of curious, like, what do you guys think about that? Like, are you happy that you guys are leaving the Big 12? And if you aren't, why? And then when you transition to the SEC, Adam, is that next year or is it the year after?
It's not this coming season for sports. It's the year after.
Okay. So the following year, so when that finally happens, how do you think you guys are going to be able to, hold your ground against the Georgias, the Alabamas of the world? like, how do you, are you guys, like I said, are you sad you're leaving or, you know, how do you think you guys are going to pan out? So either one of you guys can start first.
Tiffany?
Okay. I just feel like I'm sad about it because we grew up in the Big 12. Like, I mean, that's all we really know. The SEC has always, like, been looked at as, like, country fed, big boys, big on defense. The Big 12 is more of a quarterback kind of game, and we always get the Heisman. So I'm very nervous, but I feel like after a few years of regrouping and, I mean, we have a new coach, I think we'll be – I mean, Oklahoma, we're going to win regardless. So it'll take a couple of seasons, but I think we'll be all right.
And real quick before you go, Jay, I want to touch on that. I'm with you. I do miss the Big 12. I kind of miss growing up with the rivalries we grew up with, you know, in basketball, KU every year, even though we've kind of picked that up again. And football, playing Nebraska, even though they kicked their ass every single year. But it was nice to have that rivalry that felt natural. It felt genuine. And then, you know, and Adam and I have talked about conference realignment when it comes to basketball. you know, we used to have those awesome Big East tournament rivalries. Now we don't have them. And I hate that the conference realignment has done that. It's got rid of all that. It just doesn't feel the same. And now, like, they're trying to build all these rivalries that they're not the same. Like, Mizzou, like, they're trying to hype this rivalry with Arkansas. Well, we've kind of always had a little rivalry with Arkansas. What I meant to say, like, they're trying to build this rivalry with, like, South Carolina. Like, oh, it's a rivalry game. No, not really. Or they have this. They're trying to build a rivalry with Kentucky now. It's like, we don't really have a hatred towards Kentucky and South Carolina. They're trying to build this rivalry that just is never going to be there. So I didn't mean to interrupt you, but like, that's what I do miss about the old Big 12. It just doesn't feel the same. It's just a big cash grab now. So I just want to touch on that. What's your thoughts, Jamie? How do you feel?
I think it's just a little nerve-wracking. I mean, we were rebuilding this year and then going to a whole new conference, which is stacked with good teams. I mean, it's just going to be a whole nother couple of years of rebuilding in a whole nother conference.
Yeah. What I'm curious about is the Big 12 has been known as this spread offense type of conference where all they do is throw, you know, big numbers. But then when you go to the SEC, it's kind of the opposite of that. It's not really spread. It's kind of run the ball, defensive type of game. So it's going to be interesting to see how you guys adjust to that. Well, you know, because
– Or how they adjust to us.
Or yeah, that's okay. That's a great question. Or them adjusting to you guys. So I'm kind of interested to see how that changes. That changes your guys' philosophy. You guys are going to still go that, you know, shotgun NFL type offense. Are you guys going to start running the ball more balanced? That's what I'm more curious to see. Adam, what are your thoughts? Like, how do you think both OU Texas are going to, you know, they're going to fit in? If they're not going to fit in, like, do you see Texas or Oklahoma fitting a little bit more than the other? Or like, what are your thoughts?
Well, to the point that Tiffany made about the SEC needing to kind of play OU's type of style, I think two of the first 3 years Mizzou was in the SEC, we made the SEC championship game. Now, granted, yeah, we're in the East where we only have to play Tennessee and like Kentucky, South Carolina, Florida. So it's not as stacked as the West division is. But, I mean, I think that I agree with that point that the other schools in the SEC will have to adapt, but the defense that's played in the SEC is not anything close compared to what's played in the Big 12. There really isn't defense played. So I think that,
yeah,
it's, I mean, you know, the battle of the best of both worlds. You have the better offenses for the most part in the Big 12 and the best defenses in the SEC. So it could go either way, but the flip side or the other side of that is that, especially in Columbia, and Rob can relate to this, it did pump a lot of money into the city. And I'll give OU this. It's probably one of the prettiest college campuses I've ever seen and been to. It's very well maintained, well kept. Like, it's actually kind of centralized, unlike Mizzou, where like the buildings are a little more spread out. I mean, you could pretty much walk everywhere on campus if you want to at OU, but it's already a nice campus and it's going to pump more money in, which is going to be great for the city in Norman. And it's really going to enhance like the other things that go into that. So the practice facilities, things like that. So recruiting will be affected by that big time.
Yeah. What I'm excited about is kind of having a little bit of the old Big 12 back. You're going to have Mizzou playing, you know, Oklahoma again, playing Texas again. So that's going to be kind of,
I think we're actually, if they break it down, how it's supposed to, or what the supposed plan, I think it's going to be four team divisions. And I think that the division that OU and Texas will be in is with Arkansas and Missouri, which would mean that we'd play each other every year.
That would be dope. We could have a little friendly wager about whenever we beat you guys. So that'd be fun. No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually not that confident in Mizzou football. I'm not a big fan.
How many times did y'all win in the last 40 years?
Not very much. Against us? Not very much. Not very much. You're right. I mean, you got me.
I mean, we two wins is better than zero. So
this is true. But you know, honestly, I would not be surprised if you guys pound us because I'm not confident in our coach. We have a decent recruiting class coming in, but Yeah, I have some inside here or back home where some of my friends actually work for the athletic department for Mizzou, and I've heard that they're not really sold on Eli Drinkwitz. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's going to be the coach of Mizzou by the time you guys make that move. That's just me. But we'll see.
They just signed him to an extension.
Yeah, I know, but I think that makes it easier for him to buy him out, right? Isn't that usually what they do or something like that to make it easy? I heard someone locally here told us the deeper meaning of that, and I think it's just to be easier to buy him out in 2 years. But that's just me. Because his contract is cheaper or something like that if they by doing that.
Well, yeah, they could pay him out over like an extended period of time.
Yeah,
if they
buy
a contract versus just paying it all like year by year.
Exactly. So I, you know, he was talking all that trash about KU, why they, you know, because there was a whole chance of Mizzou, KU playing each other in a bowl game, and Mizzou dipped out on it and, you know, trying to run away from that. And so he was in a student section talking about, we'll see you guys in 2 years, because I guess KU is coming to Mizzou for a football game. And a lot of the general comments were, you won't even be here in 2 years. So that's where we stand.
Hopefully when they do that, it's not as amazing as the basketball game was this year, because we got ran off the court in the first possession of the game, and it got uglier and uglier and uglier.
This is true. But I will say, it will be nice to see familiar faces in Columbia, in Texas. I'll have to make a trip back home to watch that. So, let's see here. Adam, what do you have? Do you want to chime in on anything? You want to ask?
No.
I'm asking all the questions. Like, what questions for them?
I think more of my questions are for kind of the main topic we wanted to talk about tonight. So we should jump into that. I'll let you introduce that, and I'll piggyback off you.
What was that you wanted to talk about? I'm sorry. Bye.
So we wanted to definitely recap and go back to the last episode where we were talking about the NCAA championship games, and we were talking about final four for the women's side, and just kind of the unnecessary stuff that was brought up about it versus what could have been presented with the positives from it. I mean, it was brought up about Caitlin Clark in the Final Four throwing the John Cena "you can't see me" up towards the end of the game, and then in the national championship, Angel Reese doing the same thing to Caitlin Clark and then pointing at her ring finger.
Right.
And it got blown out of proportion. So we kind of wanted to get some better insight than Robin I could ever bring to the table, because both you, Tiffany, and Jamie, this kind of directly kind of is, you know, more of something that you can relate to, especially, you know, I know Jamie played college basketball. Is that correct?
Yeah, for a year.
And I know, Tiffany, I know you're involved with a lot of different events here and things, especially like you said, you have ties to OU and OSU. So I know that you're very engaged with at least college sports as a whole too. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. I just think if they were men, it wouldn't have even been a topic. Guys can literally throw up whatever they act, however emotional they want, and it's not a big deal.
I'm glad you brought that, because that was actually going to be my question I was about to ask you guys, is whether or not think that's that double standard between men and women. And so clearly that is a yes for you. But so, yeah, and I do kind of agree with you on that. I do feel like if a guy would have done that, say, what's a big name in college basketball this year, Adam?
Noel from K-State.
Okay, yeah, if Noel would have K-State, would have been thought nothing of it. But you're right. I think she's absolutely right, since it happened on the women's side. It obviously made the news. And so I kind of want to know.
Now, hold on. Now, Jamie, if you're playing ball and you're in a game and you have like something ridiculous happen or something where you're winning a big game, are you going to trash talk the other team? Or like, what's the dynamic on the court with?
Well, there's different players. Like, I was a player. I didn't talk trash, but I mean, if someone's going to say something to me, I'm going to say something back to get it. But every player is different. Like, Caitlin Clark doesn't really talk shit, but when she drains a three from half court, you can just see all of her face. Like, she's like, yeah, I'm that girl. But then Angel Reese, she's going to say something, but that's just who she is as a player and a person. I don't get why the news is even reporting on it. Like, just the NBA, what's his name? Rudy Gobert or whatever for...
Rudy Gobert?
Yeah. He punched his own teammate, and that didn't make the news. That was national news.
Yeah, I mean, he's licking microphones during COVID. I mean,
they posted it on ESPN once, and then all they wanted to talk about on ESPN was Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. You can't see me.
Right, right. And the thing to put that in perspective, maybe the double standard, although he punched his teammate, just listening to Undisputed today, Shannon Sharp, or it was yesterday, you know, whenever, so for Angel Reese to do that, they were wanting, you know, severe consequences. They're calling her classless and all this other stuff. However, when Rudy Gobert punched his teammate, I really saw no outrage about it, as you mentioned. Not only that, but when they were talking about potentially suspending the player, they're like, no, they don't need to suspend him. They got an important game coming up. So it's like, you know, the repercussions or, you know, the backlash was not anywhere to what, you know, Reese did. So I agree with you there.
Tiffany, definitely what are your thoughts on it?
I mean, honestly, I just feel like just listening to Angel Reese, just like her thoughts on it, she was just like saying that she was like on her SEC sister's like side and she was taking up for them from the last game, and that basically, I mean, you can't be a Barbie without an attitude. So I feel like her attitude is a little bit more out there, like Jamie said. That's just who she is, and she earned that ring. Like leave her alone. Caitlin, I feel like Caitlin, she was great. Like, she scored most of the points for her team. Like, she was that girl, but you can't be that girl without a team behind you, like, backing you up. And that's what Angel had. So, like, for the news to blow it up, I mean, honestly, I honestly think that it is also, like, a race issue. Because, like, even here in Oklahoma, when, like, Douglas played, Douglas is, like, a predominant, well, they're all black. And also Millwood played white teams in the state tournament and won the games. Like, there was all type of controversy behind people in the stands yelling out racial slurs and just all kind of like problems. But like, yeah, it's a lot. I feel like
I agree, because I think if Caitlin Clark would have done exactly what Angel Reese would have done, it would have been like, oh, look at Caitlin Clark being a badass. And
right
when Angel does it, it's like, oh, look at good girl. Like, why is she doing that?
And she came from an all-black team. Like, it's just, like, fire on top of fire.
And, I mean, she came from Maryland and on a national championship team. Like, she was one of the main reasons they won. Like, a big part of that. So, yeah. I just don't really get why it was a big deal at all. They're ruining a moment for teams over a John Cena move, which they probably don't even realize. Like, it's just out of emotions. They're just doing it. Like, it's not like they're being cool about it or whatever you want to say.
Right.
I mean, two great basketball players. And I also think that it went out of proportion because, what is it, the first lady? She invited both teams. Like, that has never happened before to the White House after the championship. That's not right. Like, second place, you don't get a prize.
Absolutely. Yeah, at least Caitlin Clark came out and did like an interview that day and said that they're not going to the White House. She's not going to the White House. So at least she kind of made right on that. But there's no reason why losers get invited to the White House.
Right. I mean, I think it's cool that women's sports is actually like getting momentum. But I feel like the news ruined it by putting that in the spotlight. Like, this is the first year that the girls' tickets were over, like, the lowest ticket was, like, what, $400, and the guys was $60. Like, that's probably a first ever.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And viewership was higher for the women's Final Four and the national championship than it was for the men's Final Four and national championship. And outside of the San Diego State FAU game, I mean, the Final Four was kind of – not entertaining to watch, and the women's side of it, all the games were entertaining to watch. I know I watched in the Final Four and the national championship. I mean, granted, LSU kind of ran away with it. I mean, it was still an exciting game. The fans were engaged. And you're right, the fact that tickets were more money for that. And granted, you got to look at it from the other side, though. It was in, I think, the Maverick Stadium. So it's a smaller arena versus the men's side was at the, I think, where the Texans play. But yes. But regardless, I mean, that, you know, that the fact that people were wanting to go to those games more than wanting to go to the men's games speaks volumes. And it does help that I think it's important to have athletes that are faces and names like that, that are kind of outspoken, because it draws more viewership and attention. And I mean, I know if that's me out on the court, I'm definitely talking shit. I don't care one way or another. You know, you got to show your raw emotion and be who you are. So why would you want to just, you know, hide that and not display it?
I just don't think absolutely. She did anything wrong. And how Angel Reese said she wants girls that look like her, act like her, to like have a voice. I think that's awesome. So I don't know why the news wants to ruin that by just emotions that you shouldn't have to apologize for.
Yeah, I agree. And Adam and I, we agreed the last show too, that the whole Jill Biden inviting two teams to the White House was a stupid idea. And it sounds like that's not going to come to fruition, thankfully, because that's just opening up a whole can of worms that we don't want to go down. Because why should second place? Yeah, nor should they. Like, why? Talk about awkward. I heard for the most part what's, you know, that Joe Biden or whoever's in the president invites all the collegiate teams from all the sports at one time. So it knocks it out in one day. So if they're there on the same day, how awkward is that? Not only that, but I feel like all the spotlight is going to be on Iowa State or Iowa more than it's going to be South Carolina there, because people are going to be like scratching their head, like, why are you here? And I think it's a terrible idea. It goes back to Adam and I've had this conversation before about participation awards hurt sports, in my opinion. I just don't – it's bad for sports, in my opinion. I think in sports there should always be a winner. There should always be a loser. And that's – you know, I hate when it comes to, like, what is it, football, the NFL, that a game can end in a tie. Like, that makes no sense to me. Like how can you play the game till someone's a winner? But we live in a culture now where people feelings there don't want to get hurt, and it just it bothers me a lot.
We're soft as a generation. That's the problem.
I'm not sure I understand. I agree. I want to ask you, you know, you said it's good for the women's game, and I agree. Let me ask either one of you guys, what do you think that the women's game can, like, they can use this momentum that they're making national news, whether, you know, it's negative, even though it's not deserving. Like, what can the women's game, in your opinion, do, take this momentum and expand its audience and become, more popular than it is maybe, say, now? Like, what do you think could help elevate the women's game and make it to the, you know, at a par level with the men's game? Like, what would you like to see, or what do you think they could do? Or do you have any ideas?
I mean, if they could actually backed by, like, big sponsors – women have more heart than men. Like, I know the WNBA doesn't have as many views, but it's hard to watch. Like, when I was a kid, there was nowhere to watch it. Like, it wasn't televised as it is now. There's not apps. Yeah. There weren't apps when we were kids to go pull it up, and now there is.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been so cool to see this kind of game when I was a kid.
And not only that, it's a problem where NBA players are making seven figures and WNBA players are making six figures. There's no need for that or reason. It should be at least on the same level, or like the baseline salary cap should be, or baseline salary should be the same.
Right. And I agree with you. It should be equal, but my always thing is it does ultimately come down to popularity and exposure, where, you know, the popularity for men is obviously way higher, so they get all those bigger sponsorships, so they can offer more money than the WNBA. So that's the one. Like, I'm not disagreeing with you, but you do have to keep that in perspective and realize that that's the facts, that because of where the popularity is, they're able to offer those six-figure contracts. You know what I mean? So I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm just trying to put in perspective the why it's difficult to do that right now.
So put more effort into the advertising and the marketing side of it.
But that's what she's saying. Put them out there more. Put it out there for us to see, and we'll gravitate towards it just like we did towards this Final Four. Like, if we see it and we know that it's going on, it'll get bigger. It'll get better. But if you don't put it out there for us to see, we're not going to go looking for it.
Absolutely. And that's why I kind of like what 2K has done. Adam, I know you're a gamer. Do you guys game at all? Are you guys gamers?
A little bit, but I don't play 2K.
A little bit.
No. Really, okay. No, not at all.
Well, the good thing that 2K has done well over the years is they've added the ability to play as WNBA teams. So, that's been, 2K is a very popular video game. So for it to give the exposure in a game like that is huge. So I think that's huge. What was I going to add?
How does that work? Do they play two girls teams versus each other, or?
They have all the teams in the WNBA, and you can play as any of the teams that you want to. I don't think they have it broken down where – no, you can definitely create your own player.
They just don't have a story mode like they would, if you created, a male, which I think that'd be cool. And then also the most recent game, they added Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird?
Sue Bird. Yep. See, that would have been cool when I was a kid to be able to – if I was playing games with my brother or something, like to be Sue Bird or Diana Taurasi or even Stewie.
Yeah, and also, Adam and I, since we're local Columbia kids, it's kind of cool to go play as Sophie Cunningham. Because I will admit that whenever I've done some of the NBA game, I played for the Phoenix Mercury just so I could play with, Sophie Cunningham. Also, we were talking about exposure, and I saw some of the comments. So WNBA has had, I guess, a couple big acquisitions, that have happened in the offseason. But I think what really hurts them, and someone else commented on this, all they do is they put a caption. So obviously the NBA gets a lot of exposure. So you could just throw a random – you could just throw a picture out of, like, LeBron James or Joel Embiid or et cetera, and people would know who they are without ever saying LeBron James, Embiid. But when they do – I've seen even more recently, they'll throw three WNBA – players out there, but they won't tell them who they what their names are.
I do feel like there's enough big names.
Everyone knows who Sue Bird is, Anna Taurasi, or Candace Parker, or Stewart.
Right, but my argument is that the one that they posted recently was none of those three women at all. They were just more recent, like, trades that happened or pickups for, I think it was was it the Indiana Fever? I think it was. They picked up like three acquisitions. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. And why I do that, Adam, you could chime in or whatever you want to do real quick while I try to find it. But basically, they showed three pictures of three ladies, and I had no idea who they were. And I think that was a perfect missed opportunity where they could have let their names be known who they were. And so I think that would have been a good opportunity to grow, get some exposure by doing that. That's the point I'm trying to make. I was just gonna say, like, I'm just trying to explain to, like, what my point was, and I was just wondering whether you agree with that or not.
I just feel like it wouldn't matter because there's gonna be all the guys that are like, who cares about women's sports, get in the kitchen, make a sandwich.
And I'm not gonna lie, there were some of those comments, but that's sad, and I definitely don't think I definitely don't agree with them, but I do think that they could have they missed an opportunity there to get some of these names recognized, if you ask me. So, like,
the younger, like, the youth movement in WNBA too, like Kelsey Plum, Sabrina Ionescu, is that how you pronounce her last name?
Yeah,
Ionescu. So, they're there, and then you have like Elena Deladon. She's been a great player since she's been there, and then Maya Moore was an amazing player until she decided to retire to go do bigger and better things with what her beliefs were. So I feel like the name recognition is there. I wish especially ESPN, since they show most of the games and they have the rights to the finals for the WNBA, I wish that they would make it more of a showcase than they do, because they have a perfect window with it being the season going on when the NBA season is pretty much done. And I mean, there's just baseball during the summer. So, I mean, I don't understand why there's not more of an emphasis put on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, since we're on the topic WEA, something that's not a topic we cover a lot, but obviously they had the WNBA draft yesterday, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
They had Boston number one. She went to the Fever, Indiana Fever. Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know how much you guys follow the WNBA personally, but so what's a team that, you know, who's some of your favorite teams to watch here? Who do you think the WNBA will be starting? What doesn't usually start in like May or June and go through the summer? Am I right?
Yeah.
So who you guys got? Who has a good shot of taking the WNBA crown this year? And then also, are you guys excited to see Brittany Griner back this year?
I am. I would probably want to see like New York, the Liberty, just because they have Sabrina. They just got Breonna Stewart. Like, they're pretty stacked over there.
Yeah, they did get Stewie.
And with Sue Bird retiring, like, she retired. So, I mean, there's really no one left at Seattle now.
Yeah, but the Aces are really good.
That's true.
And correct me if I'm wrong, are the Aces, did they win the WNBA title last year? Or within the last few years, didn't they? Yeah.
I think they won last year.
Yeah, they won last year because Kelsey Plum went on like this stupid, ridiculous scoring spree. And then they have Asia Wilson, who was a top pick from South Carolina like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And did you guys catch the news that, what was it, a week ago or 2 weeks ago? Tom Brady's now like part owner of the Aces now, right? Is it the Aces that he became part owner of?
I did not hear that.
Mm-mm. Adam, did you hear that?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he's like a minority owner, and he's trying to get into ownership with the Raiders somehow. So okay. I guess that's his end. But yeah, I did see something about that.
Yeah, part owner of the Las Vegas Aces. So, I mean, we're just talking about getting exposure, and who better than, you know, the GOAT quarterback to do that. I mean, that's obviously alone going to bring exposure, so that's awesome. And then also when Kobe Bryant was, you know, before he passed, he was one of those people that advocated to bring exposure to the women's game. Chris Paul does it. There's a lot of times you see Chris Paul wearing the WNBA sweatshirt around, you know, so that's a good way as well doing. So, you know, that's what I like about a lot of the NBA players. They themselves try to advocate and bring exposure to the women's game. And I think that's great. I think that's obviously going to help. And so I hope one of these days that, you know, they start getting those big sponsorships and they start getting those big paydays. So I'm confident in it that it's going to happen one of these days. Adam, what else do you want to add, buddy? Like, what's all? Let me open the floor to Tiffany or Jamie. Like, what's something that's this is your table to say anything that's on your mind? Anything you want to talk about?
I want to add to like personal experience. Like, me and Jamie, we've played like rec leagues before, and I will say that Jamie is a very athletic person. Anytime we play any type of sport, we played softball. What else did we play, Jamie?
Basketball.
No, but we played flag football as well. Yeah. And Jamie is always my go-to girl. She's always the underestimated player on the field or the court. And I just love playing with Jamie.
I'll back it up because I know that Jamie and I have played maybe two or three pickup basketball games, and Jamie can ball, and she's a silent killer
because she's a silent killer.
Have you guys played one on one, either one against each other?
Me and no,
mm-mm. Oh no,
no.
So who would win?
Yeah, how about that? Who would win?
Listen, Jamie is my sister, and we're not. So we're two different players. Like, I'm a big girl. Like, I'm not like fat or anything, but like, I'm just like, I'm like a post player. She's a guard. That's two different games. So,
all right.
I'm just too competitive.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we might not be friends after that one.
So if you guys had to relate your game to a pro on the women's side or men's side? Like, what would you say your games are close resembled? Like, you know, if you had to, like.
I'm kind of like a Westbrook. No, not a Westbrook. That's probably, I was more like a Steve Nash. Like, he was like assist, always found the players. He could shoot, but I mean, he was definitely an ideal point guard.
I like Steve Nash. Steve Nash is one of my favorite point guards of all time. What about
That's definitely
you?
The first time that I didn't have to bring Westbrook up on the show and someone else.
Yeah, right.
Glad that.
Well, because Westbrook's a little, I don't know. He has his games where he's on point, and then there's other games you're just like, bro. Because I love Westbrook. I'm a Westbrook fan.
Yeah, Adam tells
but
me
he definitely
how
has his
Westbrook
moments.
Still is. Yeah. What about you, Tiffy? Who would you say your game are close to resembles?
Who are the twins that used to play for OU? Like
Courtney and Ashley Paris. I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember those two ladies. Yeah.
Yeah, like they did what they had to do. And yeah, they were the big girls on court. They were, yeah.
Yeah, they weren't twins, right? Was Courtney?
They were twins.
They were twins? But yeah. Courtney was the more dominant one, at least in college, right?
Ashley
just didn't get a whole lot of playing time because there was just too many, like Danielle Robinson, Amanda Thompson, Whitney Hand. Like, they were stacked with players then.
I do.
See, look, I was more Ashley towards the I was more Ashley towards the beginning of my high school, like, career, and then more Courtney towards the end, and, you know, Rickley and stuff, you know, when I could kind of, you know, jump in there on my own.
I mean, Ashley was good. It was just Courtney was just a lot more dominant than Ashley was.
I have to ask you.
Rob, is it real quick? Is that question posed to us too? Who do we resemble?
Sure, if you want to. I'm gonna say you, Adam. I'm just gonna say you're probably gonna say. Well, I know you say you look like Manu Ginobili. So I'm gonna say you're. Are you gonna say your game resembles him, or just more because you look like him, or? I've asked you this before, but I can't remember who you said.
I would say with a much better jump shot, I think I'm like a Draymond Green because I make all the right plays. I always dive for like I'm a hustle player. There's not a play where I don't hustle, and then I'm
people,
not afraid.
People
to,
love to hate.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to foul someone. I'm not afraid to push the limits a little bit, and I'm not afraid to talk shit. And typically when we play, I have to guard up when we play, so I'm kind of in the same boat Tiffany's in. I'm typically in the forward or in the post and having to guard people that are bigger than me. But I definitely – I would say Draymond with a jump shot.
All right, and without the kicking of the groin or punching fellow teammates.
I mean, I haven't done that yet. You know, playing on the same team as Strecker, anything can happen.
So who would you say that I would say my game closer to resemble? I know you and I played. I don't know if you remember this, Adam. What was it, 5 or 6 years ago? We went. Correct me if I'm wrong. We went to the rec. We played a game, right? Did we not?
I think we played at the Arc once.
Yeah.
I was still living in Columbia though, so.
Okay. Yeah, I do remember us going to the Arc, and I remember I was having a good night as far as shooting. So, just before you answer that question, I would say so. My strengths is I'm a really good outside shooter. I'm a really good mid-range shooter. I've been trying to get better at cutting into the range, you know, cutting into the lane. I've been working on my Euro step a lot, Adam. I've been playing a couple pickup games up here, working on that. So who would you think I would say my game resembles?
I'm going to go with Danny Green.
Danny Green? I would go with I always thought of myself as a J.J. Redick.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I can hit, man, and I'm a streaky shooter, too.
You're not a pretty boy, so, I mean, I don't see that.
Do you have the handles, though?
I don't. I would say handles is not my strong suit. I'm going to admit that. But I'm not terrible at my hand. I don't do a lot of turnovers like Westbrook. But you know, I hold my own. I had to do a jab at Westbrook for Adam there.
Didn't so, LeBron have like 5 or 6 turnovers on Sunday?
Yeah. Doesn't LeBron
have LeBron can do titles? No wrong.
Oh, don't give him any more fuel to his fire.
That was sarcasm. That was pure sarcasm.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Damn, I thought for sure we had another Bron fan.
I can respect LeBron and everything he's done, but
So who are both of your guys' favorite players? Like, obviously, I'm sure you guys love Westbrook because he's from the area or whatever. But other than Westbrook, like, who is some of your favorite players in the league?
I don't really follow the NBA as much anymore. It's just basically grown men just chunking threes every chance they get down the court. So
I mean, that,
there's
I
like
mean,
zero
fair.
Heart.
I mean, Steph is always fun to watch.
Yeah, Steph. Yeah.
When he's not hurt.
That's fair.
Yeah, I was even my first Thunder game in like 3 years this year. So yeah.
Wait, say that again. What'd you say?
I said I went to my first Thunder game in like 3 years, like this year, like a couple of like weeks ago. So yeah.
Who did they play and did they win?
They played. Don't make me forget. I actually didn't go to see them play, but they did win. It was like a day whenever we had like a tornado coming, and I had to leave early. But I thought I only played.
Okay. So
I saw them play Memphis Sunday, but none of the starters were out.
Oh yeah, you actually went to that game. Happy birthday, Jamie.
Thank you.
So I have to ask two questions before we get out of here. The first one, since we're talking about OKC, how do you think they're gonna do in the playoff tournament? They play tomorrow, right? Adam, who did they end up drawing against?
We play at New Orleans tomorrow.
Okay, so what do you think your odds are of beating them? And let's say and then you guys win, what are your chances of making a playoff run?
What seed is New Orleans? I don't know.
Yeah.
We're the 10 and New Orleans is a 9. So whoever wins tomorrow goes into the second round of the play-in tournament and they play the loser of the Lakers T-Wolves game tonight.
So you'd be playing
a good team. We have a good team. They're just young with like zero experience. But I mean, anything can happen. You never know.
Rob, the night where LeBron broke the scoring record.
Oh, yes, we've been over this so many times.
Yes, they just gave it to him. They're like, go ahead, LeBron, jack this three up so you can get your record.
Oh, Adam, Adam, you're a broken record. We know. Yes, you lost. We lost the game. Yes, okay. So, like, we have to keep beating this down, Adam.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what's going to be funny? I would love to see a Lakers and OKC playoff game. That would be dope.
You don't want to see that. You don't want to see that.
Why don't we want to see that?
Because the Thunder are the team you don't want to play.
No, I'm saying I want to play them.
No, I'm saying that as a whole, the Thunder are the team that no one wants to play. They play amazing team basketball. They play decent defense when they're locked in. I mean, we've already beaten the Lakers this year on their biggest game of the year. So I don't – I mean – It'd be competitive, I'll tell you that much. We're gonna win tomorrow. I'm pretty confident of that.
It was a different team at that time, right? Adam, we didn't have some of these guys, D'Lo and all them of that. Am I right? Was that after the trade?
You had the GOAT on your team, right? I mean, the GOAT.
How many big names are they gonna get before they can get it together?
Yeah, and then you blamed it on Westbrook for sabotaging that team in the locker room. I mean,
it was Westbrook. Westbrook just didn't fit with that team.
Stop.
I mean, and then he's gone to – then he went to the Clippers. That hasn't really worked out. I know he's getting action now because PG's out, but that's not going to do anything better. Like,
y'all need to show some respect to Westbrook.
It's just Rob. It's not – I can promise you that it's just Rob.
No, it's not just Rob.
It's not just Rob. It's everyone.
It is Skip Bayless, who is a Clippers fan.
Who is a fucking moron. So don't.
No, but I'm just saying he was a Clippers fan, and then Westbrook, he jumped off the Clippers bandwagon.
And he's from here too, so he needs to just shut the fuck up.
So speaking of Westbrook though, real quickly, so first round draw, Westbrook's going against KD. So do you think there's gonna be tension there? Do you think they might bat at each other? Like what? Like are you looking forward to that? Like do you think something's gonna happen, or do they have mutual respect for each other now? Like are they cool?
I feel like there's always gonna be that grudge. Like you left us, so like I feel like they're gonna leave it all on the court, and it's gonna be great to watch.
That would be
fun. I think they'll have one or two interactions, but I think for the most part, it's water under the bridge. It'd be different if Westbrook was still here and it was OKC playing Phoenix, but I think that the dynamics changed a lot. So, I mean, they'll definitely have a couple moments, but I think for the most part, squashed most of that beef. But I do agree with Tiffany. I think it'll be entertaining to watch. I think if Paul George plays, I think the Clippers will win that series, but I don't think he's playing in the first round, so.
Do you think either Westbrook or KD will end their career ultimately as a Thunder? Like, or do you think like neither one are coming back? You know that last, hoorah here. Like, I want to retire a Thunder.
I don't think KD is ever coming back.
No,
Westbrook will do like a 1-day contract to retire here.
I can see that.
Yeah, but the Thunder are clearly on a youth movement. They're not bringing him in with what we have going right now, especially with Shea on the team. I mean, there's really no point. It'd be cool, but there's no point.
And Adam, a couple shows back, already predicted that you guys were going to somehow get Victor Wembanyama. So that's – I don't know how that's going to work now that you guys made the playoffs, Adam. But –
We have 25 picks we can trade up and make a move.
I was just about to say that you have enough draft picks to do a whole first round if you wanted one. Maybe there's that shot, but I don't know. It'll be fun to see. So I want to see if you've been pretty good about predicting things in the past. Let's see if you can make this one happen. I still don't know how that's going to work with Chet Holmgren, but you told me you can make it work, so. We'll see if it does. So real quickly, I want to get off the show by any of that. I have to ask this because Adam and I debate this. I kind of already know where this is going because you already talked trash about the guy. So who is the GOAT in your guys' opinion? It's LeBron, obviously, right? Obviously. See, the silence, it said there's no need to debate it, right?
Are you talking about like current day or like greatest of all time?
All time.
I think there's difference, like,
okay,
if we're talking about eras of basketball, just how hard Michael Jordan went, like, that's just undeniable. LeBron now playing in a league where it's kind of soft. There's no denying he's the GOAT, but I think there is an argument to say that I think it will always be an argument that who's better, MJ or LeBron,
right?
And anyone will argue it. Well, the era of Michael Jordan was just tougher, and then the era that LeBron played in isn't the same.
Fair. But
the thing about it is, I agree with that, but Jamie and Tiffany are closer to your age, Rob, so I'm a little bit older. I mean, my memories of Jordan are not just the last shot with Utah, and we've talked about it, the Wizards, that doesn't count. So I don't know, like, when
it does count. What the hell do you mean it doesn't count? Does the stats he put up at Washington do not go to his career stats?
It's a blur, so it doesn't count.
No, but it's not a blur because I remember those very, very, like it was yesterday. What happened? Like, so how can you say it's a blur? It's Jordan defenders trying to act like that didn't happen. Like, it's so frustrating. Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, Adam.
Oh, no, I kind of jumped in there. We didn't really get to hear Tiffany's choice, her opinion.
I think she went with LeBron, if I'm not.
Yeah, kind of sort of. No. like you said, it's just different. It's different basketball. Like, it's just different eras. And I mean, for right now, yeah. I mean, he's been going hard since, what, 18, ever since he went to the NBA. So I used to have posters of LeBron in my room whenever he was in high school. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's no denying that LeBron is the GOAT or will be the GOAT. It's just there's always going to be the argument that MJ was better.
I mean, 6-for-6 speaks for itself in the finals.
Oh,
so.
Lord. All right. So if we're going by championships.
You set the standard. Like, I mean, that's what they do. But, I mean, what do they call them? Trailblazers? That's LeBron.
The only thing is, I'm saying, Adam, you said age has a little bit to do with it. And I think that for me, you know, growing up, you know, I didn't really get a chance to see Michael Jordan from start to finish. Whereas LeBron, I saw him when he played in high school. I saw him play in Cleveland, you know, and back and forth. And then where he is now, I've been able to appreciate and to witness from the start. I'm going to watch it toward the end. So for
being
me,
able to watch, being able to watch the flu game live and like remember that game. That's different than going back and watching it like on YouTube or something like that. To watch some of those games live and vividly remember all that. I mean, the dude's he is the dog. And that's right. The biggest thing about LeBron. LeBron's not a dog.
I mean, I don't know if I would say he's not a dog, but like, I think what you just said is just that you're able to witness it as it happened. That whereas for myself, I can't. I have to YouTube it, so the effect is not going to be the same as it was on you because you watched it live. And that's my only thing when it comes to deciding who the GOAT is whenever someone asks me who my top Mount Rushmore people, 5 or 10, a lot of the players that I would probably put there are more the current athletes. Not in any disrespect to those all-time greats, it's just that I wasn't able to appreciate and witness that myself. And so that's why I always start saying that before when I make my picks. And it's, again, it's not to throw shade, just I can't appreciate it like someone like yourself or people older than us. So that's always been my argument. But to be clear, what Adam said earlier, I have not had 3 or 4 favorite teams. I've always just gone where LeBron has gone. So, and Adam, you've done a little bit that with Westbrook. You jumped on the Laker bandwagon when Westbrook jumped into the Clippers. Am I wrong?
I don't own anything Russell Westbrook besides OKC, and I will not do it. So,
but I remember having a chain text message, and you said that you were going to cheer for him because him, and then also Carmelo, they were on the same. You said you're going to cheer for him because that's where they were at that time. So, like, you can relate to that, right? So, I don't see why you're criticizing me.
Oh yeah, I mean Carmelo's my other guy for sure. Especially when they were on the same team here. It was awesome. When he went to the Knicks, I actually skipped all my classes that day in college and went and bought a Carmelo Knicks shirt and just celebrated him going there because that's my other team. But anyway, that's besides the point. But we all know that it's going to be a point that's going to be argued for past our time, generation.
Absolutely.
There just won't ever be another LeBron. Like, no. There's not going to be another player that's going to do what he's done and will do for how many ever years he has left.
Yeah, he's I old agree. Now. But I will say that I feel like I know a lot of men that follow LeBron, and I never really understood it. Like, I know a guy that bases his, like, his work and, like, his training schedule with his son that's in high school right now around the Lakers games. Like, you can't watch it on your phone. Like, I just don't understand, like, why you guys are so fascinated with LeBron.
I mean, I like the guy, but I'm not doing that. So I'm not doing that. I got too much going on in my life to do that. But
Rob, you need like I said, though, you need to let your soon-to-be newborn child pick his own favorite player. You don't need to pick it for him.
Oh, well, Lord.
Okay, I mean, I could do that, but I'm going to try to push him in the right direction. So I will say that's not even my biggest fight right now, Adam. It's not whether who he's going to be. My biggest fight is my fiance trying to push him on being a Chiefs fan. That's my biggest fight right now. She's talking about buying him a Chiefs onesie, and I'm like, absolutely not. So
who's your team?
I'm a Falcons fan. Yeah, I know. Not to really brag home about. Yep.
I think you should let him be a Chiefs fan.
Okay. They live in Kansas. They're right outside of Kansas City. You think that a kid seeing Chiefs stuff nonstop is not going to want to be a Chiefs fan?
Right. Yeah, I know. So, are you guys Chiefs fans?
No, not necessarily. I almost went to a game when they played the Raiders a couple of years ago. I am excited about eventually going to their stadium because it's, you know, an open top over it or whatever. But I've been a Dallas Cowboys, so I feel like I'm a Cowboys
fan. Oh, fucking Cowboys fan.
I'm a Cowboys fan too. So
goodness. You guys are right up there with the Chiefs as the most annoying fan bases there are. Oh, my
God. America's team.
Oh, my God. What were you saying, Adam?
Chiefs are not annoying fans. They're not.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, dude.
You know, I mean, you could be part of the most respectable fan base of the Pittsburgh Steelers like I am.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Yeah. I mean,
and we do really the most things, so.
Yeah, you do. I mean, I can't really say negative anything about the Steelers. I like Tomlin. I like your organization. But, and I will, you know, just to give a little love to the Chiefs, I do think that you guys have one of the more – I've only been to, like, two NFL games as far as teams. But I do say that the Chiefs are a fun game to go to. I mean, I've gone to three Chiefs games over the past 2 years. Most
and you were at the Bengals game, the AFC Championship, right?
I was. And although it was really cold, it was still a fun environment. I will say you guys are diehard, passionate fans, and for that I respect. As a non-Chiefs fan, I will say it's a fun experience to go to as a non-fan. I mean, I was going there hoping the Bengals would win. Unfortunately, they did not. But I will say you guys are cool. I like your guys' stadium. It's definitely a fun environment to be in. So I hope that you said, Tiffany, you've never been to a game, you said?
No, that was the first, like, NFL game I went to was the
okay, maybe I heard wrong. Was it Jamie? Did you say you never been? I thought I heard someone say you never
I've never been to a Chiefs game. Like
I've never been to an NFL game.
Okay. Oh, Jamie, you gotta go. As many games and concerts you go to, make it a priority this year.
I've only been to a preseason game. I was at Terrell Owens' last game before he got cut by the Seahawks. But it was a loud – Arrowhead's a cool stadium. I mean, I went and watched Mizzou get their asses whipped by OU in the Big 12 championship game. And I know we talked about earlier. Just touch on OU fans are cool to tailgate with. They're respectable, and they are not a-holes like a lot of our fans are. But anyway – yeah, I definitely – the NFL game is on my bucket list too for sure. I'm going to try to go to the Chiefs game this year. So, Rob, you're going to have to get me some tickets.
Hey, man.
Is it expensive to go to their games like it is the Cowboys games? Because, I mean, I had to walk a long way. And like you said, Adam, their tailgaters are fun. It was a vibe leaving, especially if they win. They're all pumped up. They're drunk. They're feeling good. Yeah. So – that was an experience in itself.
I will say Chiefs tickets are very expensive. What's helped me and my fiance is the fact that we're one of those people. We only live like 5 minutes from Arrowhead. So what's helped us is buying our tickets literally last minute. Just because the closer it gets to kickoff, they just want to sell the ticket. I know for someone such as yourselves, you guys don't have that luxury of doing that. But I will say, don't buy tickets off like Ticketmaster and things like that, because you're just going to get charged service fees. There's a lot of apps out there that will give you tickets without service fees on top of that. So like Ticket for Less is one that I have downloaded. And you just pay what you see. You don't have to pay any $30, $60 service fee on top of that. So that's how you can save money.
Game Time is another app that does the same thing.
Yeah, Game Time does the same. Well, no. Say they do the same thing, like charge you, or
no? They don't charge you. They don't charge you. Huh. Those
well,
fees.
From my experiences, they did charge me because my NBA tickets that I bought, they charged me like $30 for each ticket that I bought.
So, I bought Royals Yankees tickets and I didn't get charged any. But maybe it's different for baseball. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be because they did. It was not the thing for NFL. or NBA from my experience. So, but I'll have to look into that. So so that's what I recommend doing. If you don't have the luxury like I do waiting for the last minute, stay away from those websites. They're going to charge you. It's almost like buying another ticket. It's stupid, ridiculous. So, but
I feel like I got like $200-$300 tickets or something, and I ended up paying like, were they $300 a piece? I don't know, but it was like $1,000 after everything was said and done.
Yeah,
weren't stupid. Even that close.
Yeah, I've never been to a Dallas Cowboy. It's Jerry's World. Everything is crap. Like, is it pretty dope? Like, that's one of my bucket list places to go is Jerry World.
Yeah, it's nice. It's huge.
It's huge.
They had the I don't know, for some reason the game that I went to, they had the cheerleaders, like the old cheerleaders, and it just felt like it felt good to be there. Like, they really are all about tradition. So I was like excited about that, kind of like, you know, OU. So yeah.
Yeah. Continue that transition tradition of losing. Great tradition.
Just like
I had to throw my dig there. No, I mean, I'll give you that. You Cowboys fans are fun. I mean, it is always fun watching guys a hard time though every year. So,
Cowboys fans are the worst, man. Don't sugarcoat it.
I would say they're one, and Chiefs fans are 1A. they're up there as well, but that's my opinion. So
yeah, but you know what? One thing the Cowboys haven't done is blown a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl. So
yes, I know, Adam. It's still rough, Adam. Why do you have to keep bringing that up, man? So, but anyway, I think that's all. I appreciate it. That's a sad note to leave it on, because I always hate to talk about it on my podcast.
Well, I want to turn it to a good note though, because I know that. We appreciate Jamie and Tiffany for taking time out of their busy schedules to come on with us. But I want to throw a shout out towards Tiffany and kind of have her, if she's open to it, explain kind of what she does outside of like the work environment. Cause her family's part of a pretty cool event with they're involved with like a rodeo, right?
Oh, you're talking about truck driving competition?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like what?
It's like road. So like they call it the rodeo, but it's like a road, like the word road, like the street road, and then at the end. It's an obstacle course. Well, it's three different parts.
No. Not like the driving stuff. I mean, like the
so what are you talking about?
The outside stuff. Like, because I see on your Facebook all the time pictures of like you at a rodeo. Your brother is like your family's all part of the rodeo.
Yeah, we do that too. Okay, so rodeo. We do a lot of rodeos, like local rodeos, and I am now a part of the Bill Pickett Rodeo Association, which travels around the United States. So, like, this weekend, I'll be in Arkansas, actually, like, co-announcing with Marcus Friday. Next weekend, I will be the music director in Memphis, Tennessee with the Bill Pickett. Just different, like, locations traveling around the United States, as well as Oklahoma. My brothers, they both Pony Express. Pony Express is an 8-man relay race. And they pass off the baton on horses, kind of like, you know, relay and track. It's very extreme. It's very dangerous, but it's very exciting as well. And they have a big fan base. So it's always a good time. My parents, they are great parents for rodeo. They own land out there in Spencer. We also have land like down in the country, South Oklahoma, and they support us in everything we do. So my brothers actually keep their horses and stuff out there on their land, and they come to the rodeos and they cheer us on. So yeah, we're just a big rodeo family.
And another part of that, Rob, which I didn't mention to you, Tiffany is a pretty well acclaimed DJ locally. And I don't know if you do you do like the music for those events also, because I know you do a lot of events that you post a lot about. So I know if that's part of what you do there too or not.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, I am a
announcer. Yeah, you said like that you were like a music director, right?
Right, the music director is the DJ. It's just like a professional term for rodeo, because DJs kind of come in and they aren't really rodeo acquainted. Like they don't have a lot of rodeo music. They don't know them. So rodeo is just like a whole different type of situation. But yeah, I do DJ outside of rodeo, like weddings and parties. And yeah, we're going to do something for Adam, I guess. I don't know. Soon. We'll figure it out.
Tiffany acts like she doesn't work at UPS. Pretty much. I don't know where to find the time.
I wish I would have known.
What's your DJ handle? What's your DJ name?
MC Guest.
MC Guest. So if you're listening, make sure you show MC Guest some love on social media.
Well, man, I wish I would have been able to get an opportunity to talk to you a while back. I could have maybe thrown some business away for my wedding. So,
What kind of music do you like?
Now as I'm getting older, I'm starting to expand my horizons. I can only take country to a minimum. I can't do the hard rock or hardcore rock. I mean, I would say I'm more of a R&B. I still rock the 90s R&B. I still listen to that primarily. I can't really do none of this newer rap stuff. It's a little bit too much for me. Like Megan Thee Stallion, all those people. I can't really do with them that much these days. So really R&B, you know, that's where I kind of mess with. So
really? No pop music? Just R&B?
I mean, pop music, I could do a little bit. I mean, I do a little bit of rock, but it can't be hardcore rock. Like screamo, I can't do that. It just gives me a headache. Yeah, no.
And so this kind of, not to cut you off, but I always like to throw like a random question to Rob at the end of our shows. So this was actually the one I was thinking of going with today. So for everyone, are you a Taylor Swift fan or a Miley Cyrus fan if you had to pick one?
T-Swift.
T-Swizzle. Did you go to her concert, Jamie?
No, we'll talk about that later.
My whole route went, girl. Okay. I like Miley.
I'm going to have to go with T-Swizzle just because I like more of her music than I like of Miley Cyrus. I think Miley Cyrus has kind of gone off her rocker a little bit. So I'm going to go with T-Swizzle.
T-Swift is like MJ, and then Miley Cyrus is kind of like a LeBron maybe. We're gonna do sports references.
So, when I actually got my bought my car like 9 years ago, I actually named my car Miley after Miley Cyrus. And
oh Lord,
I am definitely a much larger Miley fan. Miley is, yeah, that's all like part of the show with her. And I mean,
does it go back to her Hannah Montana days?
That is the song that popped up in my head.
Yeah.
Adam, was that your favorite show back in the day, Hannah Montana?
It wasn't my favorite, but it was one that I definitely tuned in to watch.
You know, I can't even front. I did too. That's back when Disney was still cool. Now Disney just sucks.
Yeah.
Miley can do no wrong. I mean, she can buy herself flowers, so.
Right.
You know the sad part about this? Adam? I didn't even realize until about 2 months ago that I saw on TikTok, I didn't realize that song was by Miley Cyrus. I heard the song a million times, and then I looked and I was like, wait, Miley Cyrus sings this song?
Rob, watch the video for it.
I may have to. So, wow, I never would have thought she was a Miley guy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Nothing against Taylor Swift, but 100% Miley.
So who are you more obsessed with real quick to get off the show? Are you more obsessed, like if you had to choose one, her or Rihanna?
Oh, Miley Cyrus.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You like Rihanna, Adam?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
But you're going to pick Miley over Rihanna?
Miley's just on another level.
What?
And Miley,
have you heard Rihanna's catalog? I'm so confused.
The most important thing is that we learned on one of the episodes that I was not the father of Rihanna's child. It was ASAP Rocky. And
I'm glad you cleared that up because we were all wondering.
And Miley's single, so.
I have no words for you right now.
So is that what it's all about? Because she's available? Is that what it comes down to, Adam? Is who's available right now?
I mean, it just adds another element to it.
I mean, Taylor Swift, apparently.
Yeah, but Miley's Miley.
That's fair.
I'm actually really shocked that, like I said, I thought you were going to go with Rihanna hands down. So, because you were.
She's a close second, but Miley's my girl.
All right. Well, that's a great way to start the end of the show there. So, oh, man, that's a lot of fun. You know, Tiffany, Jane, I really appreciate you guys jumping on. I know it's late, but I appreciate you guys being good sports. I think I speak for Adam. We'd love to have you guys on again on a future show. You know, and as far as Tiffany, I mean, we would love if you ever want to come back on and talk about, you know, some of the rodeo stuff that you do. We would love to help get your message out there and promote what you do, you know, for a good cause and all that stuff. So if you have any big events that are coming up and you want us to spread the word, let Adam know and we'll get the word spread out there for you.
Speaking of big events that are coming up, I would at least Adam, Rob, I know it's kind of far for you. Adam and Jamie, I need to have you guys out in for sale on July 29th at my first rodeo. It's called the Legendary Rodeo.
First rodeo.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Yeah, it's my rodeo with my, presented by Tiffany MC Gifts.
Do I have to dress like a cowboy? Or can I just...
You can come in whatever you want, Adam. I'm going to have photographers there and I'm going to have a picture. Even if I don't get to see you, I will see you in the pictures. So do your thing. Look nice. Yeah.
Adam, just show up in your UPS outfit, bro.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, bro.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
It'd be better than that goofy. It'd be better than that goofy ass purple that you came from, but no.
Hey, you won't get any arguments from there. I hate the color purple, man.
Yeah, Rob, so. Rob, when I'm outside of work, man, I dress to impress. So,
well, you know what? I want to see that when you come to my wedding. I want you to dress like the red carpet. All right, I want to see you all flashed up. All right,
I'm gonna dress like my boy Westbrook would.
Oh, please don't do that. Please do not do that. So you're gonna
wear a yard control vest.
Yeah. I was about to say that. Yeah. Adam, you could do way better to dress like Westbrook.
Yeah,
so don't do that.
I like his style, so.
Yeah, well.
We'll agree, disagree.
I feel like I can speak for me and Jamie when I say nice to meet you and congratulations on your upcoming wedding. And you sound very family oriented and yeah. Great meeting you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate that. It's been fun talking to you guys. I keep telling Adam I need to make it out to Oklahoma City. If I ever do, I definitely think we should definitely link up. Play some ball. What do you say?
Play some ball.
Yeah, we could do 2-on-2, me and Adam versus you guys.
I don't think y'all aren't ready.
Yeah. Oh, we ain't ready.
Hey, before we go, Rob, it's the third quarter. The T-Wolves are up 62-52 on your Lakers.
Yeah, I've been following that. Oh, man, I am a betting man. I almost took the Timberwolves to cover. And so it's looking like I would have won that so far. But, hey, it's still a whole nother quarter to go. We're going to be okay. Goat James is going to bring it home. So, again, I appreciate Tiffany and Jane for jumping on. I know Adam as well. Like I say, jump on the show anytime. You guys just want to jump in anytime you want. Hey, I love it. So, for those of you, thanks for tuning in. If you missed any previous episode, just jump on Spotify, Google, or Apple Podcasts. Also, go to our Facebook page, like it, follow us on Instagram. Adam and I, again, want to thank Tiffany and Jamie for taking time out of the schedule. Go ahead and go follow, if you haven't, go follow Tiffany. What's your DJ game? It's MC Guest. MC Guest. Book her for your next wedding or event. And I'm sure she'll put on a good show for you. And so
it's never boring when Tiffany's around.
Doesn't sound like it. So, but again, ladies, thanks for jumping on, and hopefully we get to talk again soon.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely, Adam. Adam, I'll talk to you next week, buddy. And everybody, have a good night. Thanks for tuning in.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Nice. All right. See ya. Bye. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the No BS Podcast. As a reminder, if you missed any previous episodes, go ahead and check us out on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. Also, while you're checking us out, go to our Facebook page, drop a like, and then also follow us on Instagram, No BS Podcast. We'll catch you guys next week.